Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So far, about 10 or so of you Tolos have gotten us your upset picks for week zero on the show today. Thank you to, who do we have so far? We have Kevin Tessier. We have JB, MD75, Joey Bruton, Isaac, and Perk have gotten their votes, their entries in for the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge brought to you by Ingles. Week zero games, all games being played this Saturday. You got five of them to choose from, and bless their hearts, the folks over there in Vegas have finally decided to give us FCS matchups. I don't know if they're going to do it every single Saturday, but at least in this first weekend, you know, without a whole lot of action.
I put in a phone call.
Yeah, you called a guy. You called a guy named Joey.
Joey, you got an upset picks challenge. We need another game, Joey.
Well, you being such a mook. Do it. Forget about it.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Kevin. I wanted to shout out Kevin. I met Kevin yesterday for the very first time in person. Great guy. Great Tolo. He has been a part of the construction project over at Burns.
How about
been
that?
Sending me pictures. I was over there yesterday, and he had on a big blue Michigan shirt, Michigan polo. And I know,
he's
man,
one of those.
These a lot of our Ohio State Tolos, I'm sure, love hearing that. But good to meet you yesterday, Kevin, if you're still listening. And y'all did a great job over there, man. Good to meet you.
Yeah, who do you hate most, Kevin? Do you hate Brutus, or do you hate Corey Lynch for getting up the middle of that line and blocking the field goal in September of 2007.
I do want to mention, we mentioned in the very first segment an hour ago about South Carolina walking it off. So if Irmo wins tonight, Diesel, they will play Fairfield, Connecticut for the United States Championship on Saturday at 3:30. That comes from Tolo RJ, so appreciate that. And again, best of luck, man. Best of luck to the boys from Irmo tonight.
Jeff R. wants to know if his pick counted. Yes, it did, Jeff R., and I appreciate you for bringing it up. He says, did I get it in time? The times are 4 p.m. on Wednesday, because at 3 o'clock, that's when we lock in the spreads. We give people time to go look at it. 4 o'clock, we're off to the races on Wednesday up until 7 o'clock, and then on Thursdays and Fridays, you've got the entirety of the show. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. to get us your upset picks. Again, this week, there's only five to choose from. All games that are being played this weekend. Next weekend is when it really gets wild and you've got any FBS game that's got a line on it that you can pick. Cole, in this segment here, I want to know which of our Tolos are objective, especially when it comes not to their teams, but when it comes to your rivals, your bitter rivals, the teams that you absolutely hate. Are you capable of being objective, or are you just one of those hating ass haters? That's all you can do is hate, 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 hate.
Yeah, I
call
like that.
Call in now an 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663, and we'll get you, not us, you, to go win-loss on your rival's schedule.
Okay.
Can be college, can be NFL. Cole, we'll start with you. How about that? Who
Eagles.
Would you say Eagles?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate of the teams I hate the most, right? That's what you're asking. I hate the Philadelphia Eagles more than anything in the world, and I know one of our Tolos, Eric Hines, is about to text in Fly Eagles Fly.
Obviously the Eagles were pretty good last year.
Yeah, you'd say.
they had themselves a pretty solid season. So how objective can Cole Bryson be about his bitterest of rivals? Well, this is awkward. Starting out week number 1. at home against your Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, the season opener. Not just their opener. The NFL kicks off 2 weeks from tonight in the link, Dallas and Philadelphia. I'm not going to be funny. Philadelphia probably wins this game. I'm not going to say it's a blowout, Diesel, but I do like Philadelphia.
So 1-0. How about on the road in week 2 against the Kansas City Chiefs?
This is a crazy opening two games for Philadelphia. Like Dallas, your biggest rival, and then you go to the team you beat in the Super Bowl last year. At Kansas City, Diesel.
Yep.
They lost to him in the Super Bowl. I think Mahomes gets them in the regular season. I'm going to go loss there, starting 1-1. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Starting 1-1 for the Eagles. Long season. A lot of time to go.
Yeah.
Week 3, Cole, they'll be playing the L.A. Rams in Philly.
That's a dub.
That's a dub for you? Okay, you got them at 2-1. Week 4, playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Another dub. The Eagles are going to win a lot of games this year, by the way.
3-1. Yeah. Week number 5 against the Denver Broncos.
Sorry, Denver. Probably not gonna be too close. 1 o'clock kick. Yeah, Philadelphia wins this one too.
All right, you got them at 4-1, Cole, through 5 weeks of the season. Again, Tolos, 844-326-3663. We'll play the win-loss game with your team's bitterest rival. See how objective you can be. 5-1 going into week 6 on the road at the Giants.
That's a win.
6-1. Here we go. Week 7 at Minnesota.
Win.
7-1. Week 8. Against the Giants at home.
Another win.
8-1. Whew, it's a good season for for the Eagles. They'd be happy to take this from you, especially 100%. From a Dallas fan. Yep. Week 9, they're on a bye, and we got them again at 8-1, or 7-1, right?
Let's see. New York, that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7-1, right?
7-1 going into the bye in week number 9. Week 10, they'll be on the road at the Packers.
I think the Packers get this one. Sunday night football. I love Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love's for real. Not saying that Philadelphia is not the better team, but they've won, 6 in a row, 5 in a row, something like that at that point. I'm going to go Packers in this one.
7-2. Again, you have them with losses on the road at Green Bay, and the other loss you had them was against the Chiefs, right?
Yep.
7-2. Here we go into week 11. Detroit coming to town.
You bounce back. Right, you have a tough loss on Sunday night football. You bounce back. It's in Philly. That place is going to be rocking late in the year, right before Thanksgiving. Give me the Eagles there.
8-2. How about that? Then they go on the road to face your Cowboys again.
I think that's a win.
9-2.
Yeah, they beat Dallas twice.
9-2. And then they are at home facing the Bears.
That's a win.
10-2. Yeah. On the road at L.A.
Win.
11-2. No. This is also easier because the Eagles are really good.
Yeah, I think they're going to be really, really good again this year. I really do.
Week 15 against Las Vegas.
That's a win.
12-2. Week 16 against the Commanders on the road.
That is a... they play Washington 2 out of the last 3 weeks. Look at that. What's their record right now?
You have them at 12-2.
I'm going to go.
Jaden Daniels going to get them?
You would think so, right? Like if they play 2 times in 3 weeks, I'm going to go win. But it's close. Like Philadelphia wins.
13-2.
Walk off field goal or something like that.
13-2. This stretch is tough though. Then they go on the road at the Buffalo Bills.
So this is what happens. They win in Washington. They go on the road to Buffalo. They lose in Buffalo.
Mm.
Buffalo gets them. But I will say, this is not, and we haven't done this yet because the NFL season is still a couple of weeks away. We hadn't made our predictions for that. This will not be the last time you see Eagles-Bills in 2025.
Oh.
Well, I take that back. Technically, yes, 2025 it will be because it's played on December 28th, right? But they beat the Bills, they lose to the Bills in Orchard Park. They lose to the Bills, the Eagles do. So that's their what?
You got them at 13-3 right now.
They lose that game, and then they beat Washington to end the season.
Wow.
So that would be what? What's my win total there?
14-3,
and then I'll give an early tease. Again, after 14-3, Diesel, they're going to see Buffalo again this season. Okay? They're going to see Buffalo. That's all I'm going to say.
14-3.
They'll play Buffalo twice in 2000.
Yeah,
or
with a rematch on the way. A little sidecar, a little kicker. So, see, there you go. Cole Bryson, objective. I think he deserves it. You can put that on your business card. Objective Cole Bryson, 14-3 for the Philadelphia Eagles, the bitterest rival of his Dallas Cowboys. Tolos, you want to be a part of this? Call in 844-326-3663. This is your chance to see how objective you are as a football fan. Are you just one of them dirty-ass haters who can never give your rival any credit?
Yeah, a guy called in, and he was talking about what the he said he didn't want to go on the air, which was disappointing, but he was saying, I believe he wanted to see the Vikings in the Super Bowl. He mentioned Fran Tarkenton, and I don't know if he's a Fran fan from way back in the day. I think Guy is an Eagles fan, though, so you should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Be happy. What was that, 14-3?
14-3.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hate them. I can't stand Philadelphia, but they're really good, Diesel, and like they won the Super Bowl, so you would think they might take a step back. But, man, what they did a season ago, I mean, they're bringing – yeah, they lost two interior defensive line – or, no, take that back. They lost two defensive linemen in free agency, but this team is still stacked.
Interesting. Call in Tolos, 844-FAN-PHONE, especially you Eagles fans. Are you going to take that 14-3 from a dirty Cowboys fan?
I guilt-tripped Guy, by the way.
Oh,
he called back. He said, it's Guy, I'll come on the air. He didn't want to, but I guilt-tripped him.
Twist your arm, Guy. Come on, dude. What is that?
What's up, man?
Man, I would know. I was calling it, and I'm an Eagles fan, so I'm in a good place. I mean, back-to-back, the last time I cared about a back-to-back can be summed up in two words, beast mode.
So after that,
I'm not that worried about it. But I wanted to be between the Vikings and the Bills. I wanted the coin toss to be Jim Kelly and Fran Tarkenton because somebody gets the monkey off their back.
Yeah, could be.
Fascinating.
Look, you mentioned beast mode there. Eagles, with you being an Eagles fan, realistically, we saw how we know how difficult it is to go back to back. If Pete Carroll makes a wise decision, they probably do. In your mind, you see Philly going back to back?
No, and I'm not worried about it. Same as college. When you are with a winning team the year before, the next year is just dessert.
Yeah, but God, man, wouldn't it be cool to be able to say back-to-back Super Bowl champs, though, man? You imagine?
Yes, and it would. I would love. Do they get their rings at the Dallas game? Because
they've already gotten their rings. No. Well, they've already gotten.
So give it to them again. Funny. Give it to him again.
So Guy, are you willing to play along in this game? Can we keep you on the phone for about another 4 minutes?
Yeah, I'm parked.
Okay. Who is maybe you don't consider the Dallas Cowboys your biggest rival. Who is your rival?
No. It's Dallas.
Dallas. Okay.
You enroll with Dallas. My roommate was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay.
And I mean, remember, Rutgers is in Giants territory, so I'm an Eagles fan in Giants territory with a Dallas Cowboys fan. I mean,
about that? Okay, Guy, let's go. Let's start here. Same schedule, same start at your Philadelphia Eagles for the Cowboys to start the season next year.
I was following you guys. I was agreeing with them up to 12-2.
Oh yep. Wow!
I think they're going to split with Washington. I care more about the Giants game because I want to see what Saquon does in both of those games.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
I mean, both Washington and Kansas City have scores to settle. I'm sure Kansas City's going to do something about the blitz potential because they didn't have to blitz them last time. Other than that, I mean, again, it's a ride when your team has won. It's just a good place to be.
Okay. Guy, do you want to pick the Dallas Cowboys schedule with us? Win-loss.
Oh, God, no. I mean, just...
Well, that's the whole point. I thought that's why you called in.
No, I called in to clear up what I mean, again, Brian Tarkenton, Jim Kelly, coin toss, either the Bills or the Vikings.
How old's Fran Tarkenton now, by the way, Guy?
How old am I?
I'm not answering that.
How long's a piece of string?
Okay.
Nothing? Okay.
All right, go ahead. Ask me what you want.
Okay, so you're going win-loss, Guy, for the Dallas Cowboys schedule. You're picking
loss
on behalf of the Dallas Cowboys. So week
loss.
One, you're going loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, week two, Dallas plays at home against the Giants.
Oh, jeez. Win. I mean, can both teams lose?
Okay, next week on the road at Chicago.
Oh.
For Dallas.
Gosh. I like Chicago, but win.
Win for Dallas. Okay, you got them at 2-1.
All right.
How about...
hold on. At some point, I got to say Dak gets hurt.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. How about at home against the Green Bay Packers for the Cowboys?
And that's when the quarterback gets hurt, so their season changes after that.
Thanks, Guy.
Green Bay wins.
Thanks.
That's
2-2.
All right. Then on the road at the Jets.
Oh, God. Is that even going to be televised?
Guy, I'm about to dump your call. I'm going to dump your call.
I don't think we need to finish this. Guy's a hating ass hater.
Yeah, he is. I love it.
I'm not a hater, but the Eagles won, and Dallas said the last time that I have three kids. My oldest is 28. He has never seen
me
problems with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So do the Cowboys win on the road at the Jets?
Yes.
All right, that's a win. How about next week after that? They're on the road at the Carolina Panthers.
Win.
All right, next week they are back at home against the Commanders.
Okay, if Dak is back, he gets hurt in this game too.
Aww.
So, Washington.
Okay, it's a loss for Dallas. How about on the road at the Broncos?
Oh, gosh, I don't know anything about the Broncos. Okay, jeez, I know more about the
great pass rush last year
with Elway. Win for Denver.
Win for Denver. Okay, it's a loss for the Cowboys. Then they go stay at home and they play the Arizona Cardinals. He's having a crisis.
I don't even know who quarterbacks. Who quarterbacks the Cardinals?
Kyler. He'll game prep with Madden 25. He'll be fine.
Okay, give Dallas that. Just that one.
Okay,
give that Dallas.
Bye week. Then they go on the road to play the Las Vegas Raiders.
They lose the on the bye week.
What are they going to do against the Raiders?
Boy, they got a pretty decent schedule. I'm going to give the Raiders that one.
All right, loss for Dallas. Then they play your Philadelphia Eagles again.
And the game's in Philly?
The game is in Dallas, this one.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here's where it gets real.
Yeah, Philly.
Philly. Back-to-back home games for the Cowboys. Now they're facing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, Kansas City.
All right. Not any easier than the following week on the road at Detroit.
Wow. Detroit.
My God, Cole, he's got you with four losses in a row.
The thing about it is I was a big Detroit. I was really following Detroit last year, and then they get to the playoffs, and all of a sudden, where's Detroit? But, okay, go ahead.
All right. At home against the Vikings for the Cowboys.
Okay, see, I want the Vikings going to the Super Bowl, so Vikings.
Okay. How about against the Chargers in Arlington?
Oh, gosh. Dallas.
All right. On the road at Washington.
Washington.
And then to cap off the season on the road at the New York Giants.
Dallas.
All right. You've got them with a grand total of 4, 5, 6, 7 wins. 7-10, says Guy.
Thanks, Guy.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm sure that'll change, but
God.
I mean, you're asking me to judge Dallas. I mean, it's a lot more difficult than you can imagine.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call.
There you go. Go drink some cold water. Cool off, guy. You'll be fine.
All right, leading off in the very next segment, we're going to hear from a coach that wants to get back into coaching. Diesel, we mentioned this the other day at the very end of the show. So I ask the question, between three, what's the actual landing spots for these three coaches? Where are the landing spots, and who do we think could actually get hired first to coach college football? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.